This Tuesday, it is a big day in the great state of Michigan, primary election day, and all eyes will be on this state today with a Democratic primary that basically is a two-man race now between former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. Last week, Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, endorsed Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination, and the next day her lieutenant governor did the same, Garland Gilchrist, who's on the line with us right now. Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
I appreciate you joining us. This is a big day here in Michigan, isn't it?
Absolutely. Election Day is a celebration of democracy, and this year, like every year, but I think especially this year, it's a celebration of how important Michigan is to our democracy. And so I think people in Michigan are going to stand tall and show up in a big way in this primary. We're going to send a strong message that Joe Biden should be the Democratic nominee and the next president.
Why?
Well, I think that Vice President Biden has the record and he delivered results and he has the relationships here in Michigan that people can trust. He's shown up time and time again before, during, and beyond election season. And he's delivered on things like expanding access to health care. He was the person who worked to deliver the Senate for the Affordable Care Act for President Obama. When it was time to save the auto industry because the auto industry was on its last legs, the president sent Joe Biden here to Michigan to work with our leaders to make sure that we had an auto industry that we could build on last year to create 11,000 auto jobs. He's delivered on internet access. He delivered on public transportation. He delivered on things that matter to people. And then he's built relationships because of that. He comes, he listens, he empathizes, and that's the kind of leadership that we need, and I think that's the kind of leadership that people are looking to, because there's no empathy coming from the White House right now. There's only chaos, and that's been really dangerous, and we need a different kind of leader.
One of the criticisms of Joe Biden has been his age, his gaffes, and people are questioning, does he have what it takes to lead this country? How do you respond to that?
I think it's been pretty clear from what we've seen, as he's been crisscrossing the state yesterday and today, that this man is ready to lead. And he's also ready to build a strong team. As the coalition that Joe Biden builds continues to grow and continues to diversify, I think you're seeing that he can bring everyone to the table. He's willing to listen to everyone. And that's what great leaders do. So the energy to show up, and then also the intelligence and the wherewithal to say, I need great people around me. And that's a coalition builder. That is a leader. That's a champion for communities. And he's the right person for the job.
You did support Bernie Sanders 4 years ago. Why the change to Joe Biden this year?
Well, Joe Biden wasn't on the ballot in 2016. And so a person who had this specific record of, delivering on things, again, like public transportation, internet access, and healthcare in the state of Michigan and the auto industry work, everything, he has a specific relationship that's been built over years of service to the people of Michigan. And so that wasn't a choice that was available to me in 2016, but it is available to me now in 2020, and that's why I'm proud to step up for him.
Talking with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, is Michigan ready for today's election? This will be the first time that we've had no excuse absentee and the ability to register at the polls. So these are some big changes. Is Michigan ready?
I believe so. I mean, the people of Michigan spoke with a loud voice in 2018, and when we passed Proposal 3, that made it easier to vote for so many people, because we value having everyone have a convenient way to participate in the electoral process. And so I was proud to go vote with my whole family. I took all three kids to the polling place this morning, and it was great. The poll workers were excited, and I think they're ready. And so I can't wait to see how this works. I'm sure with any new system, their learning opportunities are going to come from this first big election day. We're going to be ready for our primary day in August, and we're going to be ready for November. I'm confident in that.
I would expect a pretty good turnout today, wouldn't you?
I think there's excitement everywhere. Everyone's all eyes are focused on Michigan. That's why the candidates have been paying so much attention. We are a state of consequence, not only in this Democratic presidential primary, but we will be a state of consequence in the November election. Who wins Michigan will have a good chance to win the country. And I think that is illustrative of how important the communities are and how representative our communities and the challenges we face in Michigan are, and how the opportunities and solutions that work for Michigan will work across the country.
Meanwhile, work continues on the budget that Governor Whitmer has proposed. Increases spending on classroom education by quite a bit. What are your thoughts on this budget? And is this year's budget process going to be better than last year's?
Well, we certainly hope that the Republicans choose to engage differently in the budget process than they did last year. But this budget prioritizes some key things. It prioritizes the investments in education that you spoke about, not only bringing more equity to the increase in the classroom in the spending available for schools, you know, recognizing that different districts have different needs, continuing to build on deeper investments in career and technical education and support for children with special needs. We're also doing something new in this proposal by providing a $250 reimbursement for teachers who spend out of pocket a lot for you know, supplies and for markers and for books and all these kinds of things. We want them to know that the state will support them and they shouldn't have to come out of pocket just to create a great learning experience. We also are making investments in early childhood education and access to childcare, pre-K. These things are really important. But at the same time, it's preparing people for to be able to have better skills training. And so for our adults, we put forward an investment in something called Michigan Reconnect that will provide a tuition-free pathway to a community college degree or professional training or certification for anyone who's graduated, who is an adult over the age of 25 in Michigan, to fill that skills gap, to fill those skilled trade jobs that we know exist and can lead to a good middle class lifestyle for families across the state. And we're also continuing to invest in our environment and cleaning up our drinking water and expanding access to healthcare, particularly to provide for healthy moms and healthy babies, ensuring that, you know, women who are Medicaid eligible who have children will have coverage for the first year after their pregnancy, not just only for 2 months, because that will help to reduce the maternal mortality rate in Michigan, which is already too high. And for Black women, it's 3 times as high as it is for white women. So got a lot of work to do, and this budget represents those investments. And last but not least, we've made a bonding proposal to be able to fix the state trunk line freeways that are in desperate need of reconstruction, not just papering over them with repairs. And so we're doing what we can, and we hope that the Republicans will choose to engage in the process.
All right, we'll be watching. Before we go, just one more time, what does a Joe Biden presidency look like for the state of Michigan?
It looks like we will have a friend and a champion who has shown up for Michigan before and will prioritize the issues that matter to Michigan at the national level, and that he won't forget about Michigan because we're not going to forget about him.
Lieutenant Governor, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.